This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Before the former Aurora police officer convicted in the death of Elijah McClain is sentenced, the victim's mother will get a chance to address the judge. CPR's Allison Sherry told Colorado Matters that Shanine McClain believes that Randy Rodema's actions amounted to manslaughter,
which included picking him up while he was handcuffed, slamming him to the ground, assuring his supervisor, his sergeant, that he could breathe when the evidence proved otherwise, insisting that Elijah stay handcuffed even after being given the ketamine that ultimately led to his death.
Rodema will be sentenced this afternoon. Voters in Pueblo will soon start receiving ballots for the upcoming runoff election for mayor. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Incumbent Nick Gratisar and City Council President Heather Graham were the top vote-getters in November, but neither received enough to avoid a runoff. It's an all-male election, so there won't be any in-person voting. Ballots are due to the city clerk's office by 7 p.m. January 23rd. They can be mailed back or dropped off at one of four 24-hour drop boxes: the Pueblo County Courthouse, Lamb Branch Library, Colorado State University Pueblo, or the Colorado State Fairgrounds. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Three Denver Broncos are heading to the NFL's 2024 Pro Bowl games. Defensive backs Pat Surtain II and Justin Simmons and return specialist Marvin Mims Jr. were named starters. Surtain and Simmons are making their second trip to the Pro Bowl. Mims gets his first nod in his rookie season. The Pro Bowl games are February 1st through the 4th in Orlando. They bring together the NFL's top stars at each position as selected by fans, coaches, and other players. A last-second basket by Nikola Jokic gave the Denver Nuggets a win last night over Golden State. It was 130-127. The Nuggets host the Orlando Magic tonight. In Denver, a chance for snow late today and tonight. It should be sunny again tomorrow. In Denver, a high right at 40 this afternoon. This is CPR News.